Simon Taylor. It's Mockingbird, 7:33 at 14K with DiCarlo in the morning. How you doing today? Going to be a nice one. 58 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Going up 75 today. 40% chance of rain or thundershowers. Low tonight, 58. And then tomorrow, looks like a 70% chance of rain. It'll be on the mild side, high again, up in the 70s. Air quality unsatisfactory. Sports-wise, Pirates had the night off. Tonight, it's the Giants in town. Game time at Three Rivers Stadium is what, 7:35 again? I don't really know, and I shouldn't have started it. Doc Ellis will go against Ron Bryant. It's either 7:35 or 8:05, but that doesn't help a heck of a lot. National League action last night, San Francisco 1, Chicago nothing. New York, Atlanta rained out. American League, Kansas City 5, Milwaukee 4. World Team Tennis, Triangles 31, Detroit Loves 12. 4,200 people last night at the arena. It's pretty good. United States Open yesterday, Gary Player, the only par score recorded. He shot a 70 using 28 putts. Lou Graham and Mike Reaser shot 71. Jack Nicklaus, 75. Arnold Palmer had a 73. Johnny Miller, 76. Jim Mosario, 75. Jim Simon, 77 for our local players. Lee Trevino could only muster a 78. And that's a look at sports at 7:34.
Brand new TV and no picture.
14K. Good morning.
Music Radio 14K. All aboard. 7:36, got my traffic report, everything's going okay. Normal weight traffic this hour of the morning for Friday. Here's Cher.
You're talking in your sleep, and the name that you whisper ain't mine.
And it's called Train of Thought, Cher. On 14K, 7:38, Bob DiCarlo on Friday morning. Gateway to a wonderful weekend, we hope for you. 58 degrees and partly cloudy. It'll be mild today. 40% chance of rain, heading for a high of 75. We are heading for Jamaica. Every time I run into somebody, I always say, hey, I heard you talk about your vacation trip. Heard you talk about it. Well, haven't you found out about it? We're going to the Playboy Club Hotel the 17th of August, departing Pittsburgh, coming back on the 24th. When you leave, you'll be pale. When you come back, he'll be brown as a berry, one of them tropical tans. I know what it is about those white sandy beaches and all that surf and everything. But we're going down. I'll give you transportation, 7 nights and twin accommodations, full breakfast and dinner each day, and this is delicious food, cocktail parties, gratuities, swimming in Bunny Bay, and golf and boating and tennis and the climate, and, oh, and for all for $435. So you call us here at 14K or call Executive Travel. That's right. $435. I was saying, call Executive Travel Service in Mount Lebanon, 344-6900. They'll get a full brochure to you, explains everything, what you get, no questions at all. So while you're thinking about it, why don't you call right now, leave your name. Executive Travel, 344-6900, or call us here at 14K and say, hey, I want that brochure so I can go with DiCarlo.
14K.
Music Radio 14K, and seeing it is Friday, and seeing we have been busy reading through, oh, I don't know, again, 1,000, 2,000 Father of the Year postcards, a lot of nominations. Everybody going crazy looking through them, trying to find the best. That's tough to do. So by 3 o'clock this afternoon, the judges will have made a decision. Somebody's going to be 14K's Father of the Year right away with a 74 Gremlin go-kart. Happening with Rick Shaw today. Be listening. 7:40, good morning.
Though you may not drive a great big Cadillac, digging the scene with a gangster name.
14K.
7:43 on 14K. Friday morning in the Steel City, 57 degrees, partly cloudy. Mild today and tonight, a chance of rain or thundershowers, high 75. Low tonight, 58. It's not really that warm. Mostly cloudy, mild tomorrow. Showers and thundershowers likely, high 72. 40% chance of rain today and tonight. 70% tomorrow, and DiCarlo has unsatisfactory air quality today.
Do you canoe?
Even with the flu, I canoe.
Yes.
Canoe?
Oh, for a limited time only, take advantage of Canoe's special introductory offer. 2 ounces for only $3. Canoe! 14K. You heard, milk for only $1.09 a gallon? Hey, this week, Open Pantry's offering a super special price on milk in the returnable plastic gallons. $1.09 is the Open Pantry price, with no limit on how many gallons you can buy. Well, I drive all over creation for milk when there are 35 conveniently located Open Pantry food stores right here in the Pittsburgh area. They're open every day from 9 a.m. until midnight. So if $1.09 a gallon for milk sounds good to you, why not do this?
Shop for the quick and easy way at an Open Pantry store. 14K.
Music. Music Radio 14K 747. Friday morning in the Steel City. Traffic moving all right. Just normal rush hour stuff now. It's going to be mild, high of 75, and a 40% chance of rain. It's Flag Day. If you have Old Glory, get it out. Carat gold, 1971 with Bob DiCarlo, Friday morning in the Steel City, and the good music rolling on. Here's Sammy Smith. We help you make it through a Friday morning.
Take the ribbon from my hair.
This is Tom Martin, 14K News. A bomb went off on the 29th floor of the Gulf Oil building last night at 9:43. The Radical Weather Underground claiming responsibility. Several newsmen were called around 9 last night by a woman claiming membership with the weather faction who said a bomb had been planted in the Gulf Asian Company offices in retaliation for Gulf's racial policies in African Angola. As police searched for the bomb, it went off. The AP's John Bronson was on the air live with 14K's Bob Harvey last night after taking a look at the damage.
There was a hole in the ceiling on the left-hand side about 3 feet in diameter. Plaster was all over the floor, and dust was filtering down from the hole and smelt what smelled like firecrackers.
In other words, a lot of gunpowder.
It might have been, I don't know.
What about smoldering or fire or anything like that when you were on the floor?
No fire was evident. The lights were still on. The electricity was still going.
Bronson says he got to the 29th floor by riding with a rescue team, which was going after 7 police and firemen trapped in an elevator. No one was hurt seriously. The mystery this morning, how anyone managed to breach Gulf security, tightest in town, to plant that bomb. General Motors has reversed its decision to cancel its contract with a Prophet Food Company whose 17 Teamster workers are striking the cafeteria at the West Mifflin Fisher Body Plant. Steelworkers at Uniontown's Fruhoff Truck Plant turned down another offer. Fruhoff now talking about moving out. It's 58 degrees in Pittsburgh.
This is news from American Contemporary Radio, and I'm Don Gardner in New York. U.S.
It makes a great gift, and think of the possibilities.
Pittsburgh weather, partly cloudy and mild today and tonight with a chance of rain or thundershowers. A high of 75, low tonight 58. Mostly cloudy and mild tomorrow with showers or thundershowers likely in the high 72. Chance of rain 40% today and tonight, on up to 70% on Saturday. The air pollution index 50, unsatisfactory. At the airport, skies are partly cloudy. It's 56. In the triangle, it's 58. At 8 o'clock, this is Tom Martin.
KQB, Pittsburgh. Del Rock and Lopey. Hughes Corporation. On 14K, I just love that song, 803. With DiCarlo in the morning, 57 degrees, mild at a high of 75. Today's 40% chance of rain. Would you take an umbrella for 40% chance of rain? Low tonight, 58. Mostly cloudy, mild tomorrow, and showers, thunder showers likely. 70% chance tomorrow. High temperature 72. Pirates will be home tonight over Three Rivers. Doc Ellis going for us against the San Francisco Giants and Ron Bryant. Just one game played last night. The Giants beat the Cubs 1-0. The Mets and Braves postponed because of rain. Over in the American League, Kansas City 5, Milwaukee 4. The only games in baseball. World Team Tennis. Pittsburgh Triangles 31. Detroit Loves 12. 4,200 people last night up at the arena. At winged foot yesterday in the U.S. Open, Gary Player, the only guy to shoot par, 70. Lou Gramm and Mike Reeser, one shot behind. And Arnold Palmer didn't have a bad day at all, shot 73. Jimmy Masario shot 75, and that's a look at sports at 8:04.
The best time to buy a new car or sell your present car is when you get the best deal.
Out in Thursday nights at East Liberty and Northside, open Monday and Friday nights.
All right, now here's what's going on in traffic. We have a disabled vehicle at Royal Street intersection with East Street. It is causing problems in that area. Brownsville Road has, and the Homestead High Level Bridge has a breakdown on the bridge causing delays. Parkway East backed up to between Wilkinsburg and Churchill. Those are the real trouble spots. Just drive safe.
14K.
Now, number one. Music Radio 14K, TGIF. Thank goodness it's Friday and we open up the final week of spring. Gosh, summer 7 days away. It is Flag Day. Banks closed. And if you have Old Glory, make sure you proudly display it outside the home today, okay? Gordon Lightfoot, number one song.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress.
14K.
808 on 14K. Good Friday morning on you from Bob DiCarlo. 57 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Mild today. 40% chance of thunder showers. We'll have a high temperature about 75.
Have you been tweed shopping lately?
Discover the smiles of tweed shopping at the tweed shops throughout the Pittsburgh area.
14K.
Music Radio 14K at 810 with DiCarlo in the morning. We got the National Marbles Champions in our city. A double winner for Lawrenceville for the third time in history. 14-year-old Larry Kokos won the boys' title. 13-year-old Susan Reagan catched the girls' title yesterday in Wildwood, New Jersey. Isn't that exciting? Got both champs from our town. Gosh, what a great feeling. 8-11 now. The Love Unlimited Orchestra. Barry White conducts. On 14K. They're supposed to be coming to town, but I understand that show's been canceled. Oh, well. Things happen like that. In fact, I may just cancel today if I have my way. It's 8:14 here with DiCarlo in the morning. 58 degrees now. It'll be mild, a high of about 75. 40% chance of rain or thunder showers. Tonight, about the same story with a low of 58. Tomorrow, even a higher percentage of rain, up to 70%, and a high only of 72 degrees. The air quality unsatisfactory.
Montreal. Oh, America, you want to up in Canada.
Oh, sure.
At least can you get to the house? Contact your travel agent or auto club.
Madame et monsieur, 14K reminding you, if you're a graduating senior in high school and maybe got your invitation to 14K Senior Expo August 9th to 10th at the Surrey Mosque, make sure you fill out the invitation and return it to us so you can get your spot at 14K Senior Expo.
14K, good morning.
Music 14K at 8:16. Bob DiCarlo playing some Anne Murray music. Gosh, we got Canada going for us on this Friday morning.
When I call, you are...
Bob DiCarlo, Friday morning today at 3 o'clock. Rick Shaw's going to announce 14K's Father of the Year. What a tough decision the judge would have to make. And they went through all those postcards yesterday trying to find the reasons. It's a really exciting one. I'll tell you, Dads, your loved ones think a great deal about you. If you read all our mail, you'd really be surprised. Thanks to everybody who went. Don't forget, 3 o'clock this afternoon, Rick Shaw. What a day. Mild, high of about 75. Got a lot of sunshine. The Golden Triangle, the gateway to a weekend. Stylistics. Going to break up to make up.
Tell me what's wrong with you now. Tell me why I
wake up too late as all we 14K.
Music Radio. 14K. Non-stop music with Bob DiCarlo playing nothing but hits on a Friday morning and a Hope and Dynamite one for you. 822, 57 degrees, Jimmy Stafford, his girl, Comma.
Bill walked me to my door last night and he said, before I go, my girl Bill.
Jimmy Stafford's My Girl Bill on 14K. Good morning, it's 8:25.
Hello again, everyone. This is Howard Cosell speaking of sports. The first Howard Cosell reporting.
8:28, this is Tom Martin, 14K News. At this hour, the FBI is still investigating and will not comment on the bomb explosion that did heavy damage to the 29th floor of the Gulf Oil Building here in downtown Pittsburgh last night. The bomb went off at 9:43 p.m., about 40 minutes after a woman claiming to be a member of the Weather Underground called Associated Press reporter John Bronson.
We received a phone call from a woman identifying herself from the Weather Underground telling us that there was a letter taped to a phone booth in a parking lot along Duquesne Boulevard next to the Allegheny River. Myself and another reporter, Susan Reimer, went down there. As we were running down the street, the fire engines from Engine Company 32 were pulling out. Susan went down down to the parking lot and did find the letter taped to the bottom of the shelf in the phone booth. I went into the fire station and talked to the men there, and they said their trucks were on the way to the golf building, that there had been an explosion.
The letter, in the form of an 8-page pamphlet, said the Weather Underground would dynamite the offices of the Gulf Asian Company in retaliation for Gulf's alleged racial policies in African Angola, a Portuguese colony. Just before the bomb went off, City Fire Captain James Flavin and several policemen boarded an elevator in the Gulf building to begin searching for the bomb. As they were riding up, it exploded. Captain Flavin told 14K's John O'Malley.
Well, on the 29th floor, all the elevator doors blew in.
Yeah.
And when we got to the 29th floor, we just stopped. We couldn't go any higher.
I see. What's it look like? How would you describe it on the 29th floor?
It's a real mess.
Is it?
Yes.
How big an area is
the whole floor?
I would say
there's damage in the whole 29th floor.
Captain Flavin and the others were freed 40 minutes later. A switchboard operator at Gulf says the woman called her at around 9 p.m. saying the building had better be evacuated because a bomb would go off. The Pittsburgh Press and Post-Gazette also got calls from someone saying she was a member of the Radical Weather faction. Gulf Oil this morning is trying to figure out how the person who planted the bomb managed to breach the city's tightest private security in a downtown office building. Pittsburgh weather, partly cloudy and mild today and tonight with a chance of rain or thundershowers. A high of 75, low tonight 58. Mostly cloudy and mild tomorrow with showers and thundershowers likely and a high of 72. Chance of rain 40% today and tonight, 70% tomorrow. The air pollution index 50, unsatisfactory. At the airport, skies are partly cloudy. It's 56. In the triangle, it's 59. At 8:31, this is Tom Martin.
KQV, Pittsburgh.
Everybody's doing.